some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, hello, all of my lovelies. Thank you for coming back to Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller. And for the next hour, we're going to have Rebecca Fisk join us as our psychic for this particular week. And when Rebecca comes on in just a tiny little bit, we'll bring her on. And she'll be taking your calls, and she will be answering your questions. Anybody who I've pre-screened, you already have your topic in mind, and you'll be asking her your question directly. Don't ask me, because I'm not the psychic. Rebecca is. Also want to remind you that if you have not purchased Rebecca's book, The List, today is a great time to do that. I've made sure, for everybody who's listening new to the program, I've got something set up with Amazon. It's directly with Amazon. It's not my page or anything like this. You order directly from Amazon. But I call it the Rated G Radio Superstar Swag page. There's a link to that right on the show page for the show tonight. And if you click that, the first book you're going to see in the Rated G Radio Superstar Swag page is Rebecca Fisk's book, The List, and you can click and order it directly from Amazon today. That whole thing is set up with Amazon, so if you have listened to the show before and want to purchase any of the products, whether it's books or movies or music from guests who've been on Rated G Radio, you don't have to go searching for it. You can just go click that and then, you know, scan through the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things that are in there for books and music and movies. And, you know, then you're supporting the independent artists who are on the show. I always think it's really a cool thing. As we always do, I want to give you a roadmap of where we've been for the week and then where we're going. So that way, you know, if you want to go listen to anything that's on demand, because the shows are always available on demand. And that's interesting for a lot of people who are calling in for a psychic show, because if you're going to be on the show as a guest or a caller, and you know, you get really wrapped up in the moment of the call, sometimes you forget what is told to you. So you can go back and listen to the program anytime on demand by clicking the same link that you clicked to listen to tonight. And about 20 minutes after the show wraps tonight, you can go back and fast forward, rewind anytime you want. But here's what's happened earlier in this week, and here's what's happening the rest of the week. Monday, we had comic John Cooperman on the show. Last night on Tuesday's show, we had, I'm going to call her an empire builder, but she's really a brand expert, Jennifer Thompson with Monkey See Media out of San Diego. She talked about publishing tips, marketing, photography, book trailers, all the kinds of things that you'd want to know if you're going to be successful in marketing you or your brand, whatever that may be. She's specific for authors, but you can translate that to any widget you like. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing a best of Rated LGBT Radio, because I'm going to be up in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl, and I'm getting a couple of awards for my album Blonde Jesus and a music video for, guess what, it's Christmas time. I won some awards back in January, and I get to go on the red carpet and have the limousine, and I get to take my team with me. It's really exciting. So we're going to do a best of show tomorrow night, and you will really enjoy that. Actually, you know, we take kind of polls on, you know, who do you like on the show, what were, you know, favorite episodes and things like that. So if something happens, you know, we'll play one that you want to hear again, and you can do that. Also on Apple's iTunes as a podcast for Rated G Radio. You just click it and go. Friday, on the Friday Night Dance Party, we have Ed Roman. He's a singer-songwriter out of Canada. He'll be joining the show at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And then Saturday morning, bright and early, we've got Super Gay Radio with my co-host Paul and Mass. And we've got two guests, Miss Viola talking about the RuPaul review. That's, of course, the recap of what's going on in RuPaul's Drag Race. And then author, best-selling author, Chris Ando, his book Delusions of Grandeur. He'll also be joining us in that hour. So, without further ado, let me go in here and find Rebecca in the call queue, because I know that she's here. Hello, my dear. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. And as we're sitting here, you know, I'm kind of stalling and killing a little bit of time, because I know before the show, we have this really fancy new thing called Direct Connect that Blog Talk gives the host to give out to guests. So if they want to connect in, their sound quality is really dreamy and sexy. And when it works great. And when it doesn't work, it works horribly. So Rebecca was getting it set up, and it worked horribly for her. So we're stalling to give her a little bit of time to call in. So we're going to troubleshoot after the show tonight and see if we can get that fixed for next time. But Rebecca, we've got a ton of people here tonight. Before we get started, do you have any sage words of wisdom or things that you want to talk about before we get going?
You know, the only thing that I want to say is well, thanks for being here, first of all. And I just want to acknowledge that a lot of people have been telling me that they've really been dealing with a lot of issues, like old stuff coming up that they're having to process, or patterns that they thought they had cleared, old relationship stuff that's coming up. And so a lot of people around me, and myself included, have been dealing with processing a lot of this stuff just to release and let it go. And so if you're in that, know that you're not alone. Just allow it. Surrender to whatever that process is and allow it. We're entering into, oh my gosh, I can't remember now if this is a Mercury retrograde, but I know that everything is starting Friday the 22nd. The 22nd, we're entering into a new moon phase with Scorpio and all this other stuff. And basically, this is a really good time to be releasing energy and a really good time to getting other ideas and goals into action. So whatever it is you've been kind of putting on the back burner that you really want to move into a place of getting into fruition in your life, this is a great time to be releasing whatever is left of the residual and to pull out those ideas, those goals, and then start coming up with an action plan and putting some of those things into action. So if you have a favorite astrologer, this would be a great time to check in with them. Or if you're interested in astrology, look at a chart, or you could check in on the Wisdom and Intuition Network. There's some great astrologers there too. So I love the intrigue of astrology. I like kind of getting the heads up about stuff, but I'm not an astrologer. So it's interesting to me too that typically what happens for me with astrology is I will be going, you know, through certain patterns and recognizing what I'm doing or not doing in my life, and then I'll find out after the fact that astrologically something's happening that matches the energy of what I'm going through. So anyway, I'm really kind of just anxious to get to the callers at this point, so I'm
cool.
Ready to go, Garrett, whenever you are. So.
Well, I'm ready, and so here's what's going to happen. We're going to go to Anna, who's going to be our first caller today, and Anna's calling about work. I'll bring Anna on in just a moment. Everybody else who has been pre-screened, great. Stay exactly where you're at. We're going to get to you as quickly as we can. For everybody who have not screened yet, that means I'm going like, I'd like your first name and the topic you'd like to ask Rebecca about. I'm going to be coming on while Rebecca's talking to Anna, and getting as many of you as I possibly can lined up for later on in the show. So get ready, because if your phone is on mute, don't worry. We already automatically mute you when you call in, so you don't have to do that. But if I unmute your line and say, I'd like to get your first name and the topic, be ready, because I'm going to ask you once, and if you're not there, I'm going to put you on hold and go to the next caller. So we got about 50, 60 people that are already lined up and ready to go. So without further ado, by the way, I want to tell you, Rebecca, you have a brand new website that's out there that is so easy and user-friendly. I love how you've made this so great for your clients. So just a real quick plug for Rebecca's website, iamrebecca.com. There's a link on the show page to go directly there. If you don't get on tonight and want to get a private reading with Rebecca, there's easy access to her site, and I highly encourage you to do that. But now, and you'd think I'd actually had coffee before the show. I have not. Anna, welcome to the show. You are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please. Anna, are you there? Well, we're going to put Anna back on hold. Let's try this again. How about Trish? Trish, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Trish. I'm doing well. How can I help you tonight?
Well, you kind of described me a little with a relationship from the past that I'm trying to deal with. So I guess I'm looking for some insight as to how it plays out.
Okay, and what's the first name of that person?
Michael.
Okay. Okay, so the person that comes up is a wall between the two of you, and that there's a breakdown in communication is the first part of this. I see frustration for both of you, and I feel like you kind of got to a point where you shut down, and it wasn't he had already kind of shut down in the way that he was communicating with you, but in his mind he had not. So, you know, what I want to say to you is that you can be very direct. You're very in touch with where you are and how you feel and what you think. I also want to acknowledge that you're somebody who's very rational and logical. So you tend to process your emotions in private and then deal with things in a very rational, logical way, which, you know, tends to be very conducive to communication with men. With Michael, he actually gets tripped up on his emotions and doesn't know how to express them. So what happens is he'll feel something overwhelming, doesn't quite know what it is, then doesn't quite know how to deal with it. And he has to kind of sit with it and ponder about what it is. And may not even actually ever be able to name that. He just knows he's feeling a certain way. But his ability to communicate that isn't very strong. And so what ends up happening is he kind of stays stuck in his emotional state when you're trying to communicate in a logical way. And so the signals kind of get crossed. You don't actually end up being able to communicate this thing in a clear way. So both of you end up feeling frustrated. I also get the impression that when he gets into this emotional state, he tends to behave in a childlike way. And so it's almost like he withdraws, gets a little pouty even. But then when you approach him, he doesn't necessarily communicate to you about it. So it starts to feel a bit like you end up being the parent in the relationship more often than not. And so my impression is that the breakdown in this relationship is because of his inability to express his emotions to you, and the fact that he gets so stuck on those emotions that he can't get out of his own way. So as far as resolve for the relationship, I do get the impression that there's quite a lot of love between the two of you. The question is whether or not he's willing to work on getting some help to identify what his emotions are and then learning how to communicate about them in a way that works for both of you, and whether or not you're patient and open enough to wait to see if that can happen. There's a gentleman named Harville Hendricks. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's authored some books on relationships and communications. And he talks about how every single wound in a present relationship is based on a familiarity of something that's happened in our past. And so my impression is, my intuitive hit is that some of his work might be very beneficial for both of you. And it might be able to give you an opportunity to find a different way to communicate with each other. Right now, I feel like, I see this wall between the two of you. And so it'll take a willingness on the parts of both of you to see how you can move forward in this together. But I really do feel like some of Mr. Hendricks' teaching would help.
Okay. I will definitely pick up the book, and I guess you said one thing that I just would like to clarify. You said if I have the patience, and I guess I do have the patience if it's not years.
I understand that. Right. You're a very patient person, and when I'm saying that, I'm seeing the potential for you to get to a place where it's like, okay, I'm done now. And I'm going to say this as a blanket statement for everyone, for men and women. Something that you need to know about us women, and that is we will try and 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 try. But when we finally reach a point where we're done, we're done. So it's really important for us as women to acknowledge where we are in that process. It's important for us to communicate that to our partners. And gentlemen, it's important for you to recognize that when your partner is getting really frustrated and is looking for some movement, that you together can figure out a way to move forward. It's not all on you. We're not asking you to take complete responsibility. We're asking you to leave the door open to possibilities about how forward progress can be made in the relationship. So, Tricia, coming back to you, you are very patient. I see you being patient and continuing to be patient. But I just want to acknowledge that if you get to that place where you're done, I'm acknowledging that you've already been patient for a while, and that if you do get to that point, it's okay to get to that point. Okay?
Okay.
So the question mark here for you in this relationship is, will he step up? Is he willing to really delve deep within himself and find a way to address what those emotions are and deal with them and communicate about them in such a way that it works in the relationship. And my impression about him is that he's willing. He just doesn't have the tools. And, I mean, he has no toolbox even. He's never been really guided on how to communicate in a relationship. So he needs a toolbox, and then he needs the tools in the toolbox so that he can work on this. Okay?
Got it. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for the call tonight. Take good care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Trish. And our next caller is a first-time caller to the show, and this is Zoe. Zoe, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Zoe. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Absolutely. I have a question regarding the area of work. I am in a similar field as you, and have recently made some very positive changes. And so I'd like to see what you might see regarding business picking up for me through the end of the year. I am aware of astrology influences, and we're in a number 9 year and all that, but I would like a different take on this.
Okay.
I also work out of development center, and we travel a little bit, so which under the umbrella of work. So what does that look like?
Okay. Well, the first thing that I want to say to you is that, I want to commend you on how studious you are, because I get that you're very good at coming up with a game plan and then following the steps to get that implemented. So what I want to say to you that your challenge at the moment is to find the balance between getting the steps implemented and then surrendering, because I almost feel like saying that you hold on to it is too strong a statement, but it's like, okay, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And you have to remember that we're always co-creating with the universe, with God, whatever you want to call that energy, and that we have to be willing to put it into place, stay focused on what the goal is, but then allow that the universe is doing its part. We have to trust. And you're somebody who's used to doing everything yourself. You dot your I's, you cross your T's, you like everything to be just so, which is wonderful and it's commendable and it's an amazing work ethic. But especially in the field that we're in, we have to surrender. We have to be given, or we have to give the universe the awareness that we have the trust. Okay? So I want to say is some things, I'm hearing March. So my impression is some things that you put into place last month will actually be propelling you forward. But I'm hearing that it's probably going to take another month or so before these systems are in place. So it's almost like giving you an example. Okay, I got constant contact. Now I'm going to start sending out emails. I'm going to do a newsletter. It's going to take a little bit of time to actually get that newsletter perfected and then send it out. So maybe you're sending out your first newsletter. But it's that kind of energy of getting the systems in place and then getting the traction. So focus on what you can do. Let go of the things that you can't, and then just trust. Keep showing up no matter what. That's the most important thing. Because, again, I love your ethics. I love your intention. I love the high integrity. You have to trust that the right clients will show up and that you will show up. So, you know, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. When the teacher's ready, the student appears. That is absolutely coming into play for you, and there are a lot of people waiting to open the door. But it's almost like there are a few more little things that are getting prepared for you. So I feel like you've done what you can do, but it's almost like the door is going to open as soon as everything is lined up appropriately, and it's not quite lined up appropriately yet. It's the analogy or the image that I'm being given literally is a door between you and a lot of people. And then the next image that I get is waiting for a show to start, and you have to wait till the technical people get the lighting set up appropriately and then draw the curtain. And so that's what we're waiting for. So you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. The only other thing that I would suggest is, you know, make sure that you're doing your meditation or your yoga, whatever that practice is for you that gets you back into the space of connection and trust, okay? Because as much as we can do an amazingly good job for our clients, we still have to come back to that trust for ourselves. And this is for everybody out there. If you're practicing this type of work, or if you're coming to us to get a reading, just so you know, we are also working on our trust of the universe, even doing the work that we're doing and being given the privilege to see the things that we get to see. So, Zoe, you're doing a phenomenal job. I really feel like you've done a great job of letting go of the stuff that's not working. And now you just have to trust because what we do is intangible, and that's uncomfortable for you. So you just have to trust. You just have to trust. Just keep going. You got this. I have no doubt.
Beautiful. Okay? Beautiful. Okay, and this, may I ask one more question? It's still related to work. Will the travel increase or will it stay the same? Just curious.
You know what? It's not. There's a change coming, and I know my producer is yelling at me, so I don't want to get my hands slapped because I'm only supposed to do one.
Sure.
There will be some changes with it. I feel like it may be kind of steady right now. It may go away for a while, but something new will be opening up for you in that department. So don't stress about it again. Just show up and allow. Everything's being done for you. Okay?
Okay.
So thanks for the
Thank
question
you.
Tonight. Take good care.
Thank you, Zoe, for the call. Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And we're going to get on to our next question here, and this is coming. We're going to try Anna again. Anna, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How can I
guess
you're
good? Yes, I would like to know what you see for me for work.
Okay. All right, there's a couple things. I mean, I see that there's something that you're doing right now, but it's almost like you're waiting. So, I mean, literally the image that I'm seeing is that you're sitting at a desk and you're waiting to be given direction about what you're supposed to do while you're sitting at the desk until something else comes. So it feels like there's some big changes coming for you. You know, one of the things that I want to say is it gives me the impression that there's a little bit of, complacency is too hard a word, that's kind of a harsh word. It's not, like you're in acceptance about what it is right now, but I really would like to encourage you to get more connected again to what your hopes and dreams are, because I feel like maybe you've been taking a little bit of a respite from really, you know, going after what your goals are. And it feels like there's been some adjustment in the direction that you've been going. And so this is a good time for you. I feel like you're right where you're supposed to be with kind of allowing and waiting and just giving yourself permission to stay where you are at this moment. It is going to change again. Things are going to start moving very quickly. You know, and my impression is that you may end up even having some great movement even before the end of this month. So there are some things that you've put in place that may end up getting some traction for you. But I do kind of feel like there's a flurry of activity, and I want to say that this is through May, June, July. I feel like August may be a little bit more just kind of a stable status quo. And then as we move into fall, you'll kind of stay in that status quo thing. There will be some projects coming to a completion by the end of the year, but at the beginning of next year, again, it'll be like, okay, it's almost like starting the school year, for lack of a better analogy. But it's like you're continuing to work, but it's like, okay, slate's clean, now we're working on the next project. So it's like right now is a little bit of a lull for you, which is giving you an opportunity to maybe get more connected with yourself, more grounded. But things are going to start picking up again, and you're going to be very busy. So enjoy the time you have right now. Take advantage of having some peacefulness in your work life at the moment, because there will be a flurry of activity very quickly.
Yeah, there is a school that I'm interested in working. I've applied, and we've been emailing back and forth. It starts with an R.
Okay. There's something coming. It may not be exactly what you're looking for, but it will be an opening to get you where you want to be. So
yes, that's exactly it. It's not exactly what I want, but it is a foot in the door. And if they see my work, maybe they'll accept what I have to offer.
Yeah. So just keep following that. Keep trusting what feels right, and keep going. Absolutely. You're on the right path. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate it. Appreciate your service tonight.
Thanks. Thanks for calling in. You take good care. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Anna. And our next caller is Debbie, and Debbie wants to know about a relocation. Debbie, go ahead. You're live with Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, it was my pleasure.
I guess more specifically, does it serve me best to stay here, or is there a move in my future where I'm around more like-minded people and I have more to do and
okay.
My life
well,
is
I want
better.
To say, and God bless you. I just have to say to you, you've already answered your own question.
I already answered my own question?
You already answered your own question. Yes, because where you are right now, it's a little stagnant for you. But what you said to me was, would it be better for me to be in a place where there's more like-minded people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you already know that it's better for you to move. It's just timing. And my impression is that, you know, once you've made the decision and you're comfortable with it, you could start moving forward as quickly as the end of May, if that's what you choose to do. It doesn't have to be immediate, but I would say that if you're ready to accept this, starting to put things in place so that you can move in that direction would be a good thing. Okay? So
awesome.
It is stagnant where you are. You've grown as much as you're going to grow. The image that I see is literally that you're kind of in a box, and you know there's no openings, there's no place for you to go. And you've resigned yourself to this. You've made the best of it for as long as you can, but now you want to burst out of that, and it's completely appropriate. So I'm hearing that if you want to do this as quickly as May, you can. I'm hearing some big changes for you in August, and these are all very, very good changes for you. So I'm seeing more money around you. I'm seeing more of a social life for you. I definitely, there's a lot of things coming for you for change, and I'm hearing August is really a pivotal month for you. So yes, I see a move for you. It's going to be very, very good for you. And you know, it's like you'll start to feel alive again, because I feel like, you know, you always make the best of everything and you put a happy face on, but that's not really how you feel inside. So you get to actually you get to come back to a joyful life, but you do have to move from where you are. Okay, so that's what I want you to focus on. It's your joyful life is coming. Your joyful life is on its way already.
Any influence on how I figure out where that is? Because I'm suddenly find myself without a relationship, without animals, without plants, and I don't have any kids that live with me. So basically, the universe is my oyster. So now where do I figure out to go?
Wherever you want. you get to go wherever you want, which is absolutely beautiful. My first impression is by the coast. That's what comes up. But you get to go wherever you want by the coast. Mm-hmm. Coast or mountains, but I get water. So I get water. So you get to go where you want to be. And I do see you by water. It may actually be a lake. I'm seeing a lot of trees. I'm seeing you getting to walk and be out in nature. And that this is very nourishing for you. It's very different from where you are right now. But you get to choose. So again, I see this as by water, and I have a very specific picture in my mind, which I would draw for you, but I can't because I'm really awful at that. but there's a lake and there's trees. It looks like there are willow trees around this lake, and it looks like a lake. Okay, it could even be. Oh my gosh, it reminds me of what is that? Northern coast. Where there's kind of like mountains or hills, you know, like where there's the streams and rivers kind of run through these, you know, they look like mountains and stuff. But that there's a lake that sits in one of these coves, and that's where you are. So let me know where you end up, okay?
I would love to. I'll find you on Facebook so we can stay in touch.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, my Facebook page is I Am Rebecca. So. You know, yeah, keep in touch with me. Let me know.
Awesome.
Thanks,
thank
Debbie.
You very much,
okay.
Rebecca.
Thanks. You're so welcome, Debbie. All the best to you.
And just to make sure that everybody knows who's listening, if you do want to like Rebecca's Facebook page, there is a link on the show page today. It just says follow Rebecca on her Facebook fan page here. You click that, and all you got to do is then click like, and you'll be in contact. It must be springtime, Rebecca, because we have an overwhelming sense of, I want to know what's going on in my love life for the next several callers. So are you ready to talk about love?
I was just going to burst into love is in the air. So, I can't remember which baritone sang that song, but anyway.
There we go. Love is in the air. Okay. So our first caller asking about love tonight is Patricia. Patricia, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Patricia. How can I help you?
I want to see what's coming up in my relationship with Ricky.
Okay. Well, okay, so you guys are in kind of a push-pull. And I mean, I get that there's a lot of sweetness in the relationship. it's, you know, I want to say that both of you kind of get really flirty and then play hard to get. So,
yeah.
It's, and I know I'm saying this in a very simplistic way, but that's really kind of what's happening. You're both doing this, and what's happening is there's definitely interest, there's definitely chemistry. I think the communication could use a little bit of work because there's definitely interest, but both of you are hesitant to actually, you know, really step in with both feet. Okay? And,
okay.
You know, the thing is that my impression is that Ricky is working very hard to be somebody that he feels you can respect. And this has to do with his work situation. I also feel like there's some family things that are keeping him from having the time that he really wants to devote to a relationship. And it's, he's trying to clear these things up, but it's, there's a sense of responsibility that he has to make sure that his family is okay. And I'm talking about like parents, siblings type family.
Yeah.
So it keeps him from being fully available, even though he's trying to kind of move in that direction. And so for you, it's like, I know that your feelings get hurt when he says, well, I got a thing to do with, you know, my family. Don't take it personally, okay? This is, it's important to him to do what he feels he needs to take responsibility for. And it's an admirable quality. What I also want to say to that, though, is, when he feels he can commit to a relationship and be fully engaged in the relationship, then you have to see, you have to kind of take a look and see how he is with his family. Is he still making them a higher priority, or is he making the relationship a higher priority? It has nothing to do with the level of love that he feels. It has to do with his sense of obligation. Okay, so
we
women tend to confuse that. We think, oh, he doesn't love me or he doesn't care about me. You know, he doesn't make time for me because he's always doing these other things. Well, he's taking responsibility for something that he feels is very important, and he feels like is a testament to what kind of man he is. So if you can remember to stay detached and that it's not about you when he says he has other obligations with his family, it really truly is not about you. If he had more time and could spend more time in the relationship, he would. So, you know, just allow things to move forward as they're moving forward. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, make sure you're living your life and making yourself happy. You know, do the things that you love to do so that you are in love with your life. Because the more that you are in love with your life and happy, the more attractive you are to him and the more he wants to be around you, okay? So
okay.
It's
okay.
Really important. This is for all women. We have to remember that we make ourselves happy. It's an inside job. We cannot rely on our relationship to make us happy. It doesn't work that way, okay? So the
okay.
more happy we are in our own lives, the more satisfied we are in our own lives, the more men want to be with us and around us. And so maintaining that balance of loving your life and staying connected to yourself is primary. And then the relationship has the best opportunity to be successful. Okay? So
okay.
I see a lot of promise in this relationship. Again, I see the chemistry is really good. The communication could use a little bit of work. But I feel like, you know, give it some time. Let it unfold a little bit more. And take it at face value when he says, oh, I need to help my family with such and such. That really is what he's doing, and it's because of a sense of obligation. It doesn't mean he doesn't care about you. So that's what you have to remind yourself of. He does care about you.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks,
all
Patricia. Have a great night. And our next love question is coming from Susan. Susan, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my phone call. I was just wondering what you see with my love life.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Okay. Well, you know, the first thing that I want to say is, are you kind of fed up? Because
yeah.
Because my impression is that you're like, do I really want to do this again right now? And it's you know, I understand, you know, when we struggle in relationships, and we feel like, oh, I tried and this isn't working and it's not working. What I want to suggest is you come back to a relationship with yourself. Okay?
Well, it's not that I don't want to chart because I haven't worked. I just haven't met anybody that, like, they're attracted to me, I'm attracted to them, we can both date, be ready to, you know what I'm saying?
I totally get it. So what I was going to say is start doing the things that you love to do just because you love to do them. Okay, there are three ingredients for a successful relationship. This is for everybody. Chemistry, communication, and compatibility. And so I can't tell you the numerous clients who have said, well, should I go online to start try dating online? And I say, well, you know, it's never a bad idea. However, what I always suggest is that you go out and do things that you love to do. If you love to cook, take a cooking class. If you love to study wine, take a wine tasting course. Do things that you love to do. If you love to scuba dive, take a scuba diving course or go start going out on boats with scuba diving. Whatever those things are that you love to do, go and do them. Because if there are single men who are doing these things too, more than likely they're doing them because they're an interest for them as well. So what you're doing is you're tackling the compatibility thing right off the bat. Okay? Plus, what the other thing that you're doing is you're doing things that you love, which feeds your soul, which makes you more joyful. And the more joyful and happy you are, the more attractive you are, plus the more you're enjoying your own life. Okay? So those are the first couple of things. Let me just do another little check-in here. Okay. So I can tell you're also very choosy, which I think is good. And you probably have girlfriends saying, you're too picky. I tell everybody, be picky, be choosy. You want to have the right kind of person in your relationship. You don't want to just accept somebody just because it's somebody. Okay?
Well, I'm not, kind of not being unpicky now.
Well, I want you to continue to be picky. Okay? And here's something that I want you to remember. That person is looking for you just as much as you are looking for them. Okay? Remember that. We always think, oh, I'm looking for somebody and I can't find him, and I can't find him, and how come I can't find him? Maybe there isn't anybody. The reality is that person is also looking for you. They are also learning the things that they need to learn so that they can be prepared to be in a relationship with you, just like you're learning whatever it is that you're supposed to learn so that you'll both be ready for each other. Okay? So what I want to say to you is go and have fun. I'm hearing that you're going to be meeting people. I want to hear, I'm hearing June. So that means you've got a couple of months here to, you know, maybe write a list. What is the perfect partner for you? What kind of qualities does this person have? I always tell people be very, very specific in this list. And then start putting yourself out there to do things that you love to do. So, again, I'm seeing a lot of socializing for you in June. I'm seeing you meet people in June. I'm also seeing you finish some things by the end of the year. So you don't be surprised if you have one or two people that you've dated in the past show up in your life again. Okay? Because I'm hearing relationship for you in February. And I know some people are going to be like, oh, I can't believe it's that far away. It's not that far away, really. Again, I'm seeing you meet people in June. I'm seeing potentially two people from your past showing up in your life. And my impression is that one of them may be somebody that you may progress further into a relationship with, but I'm seeing relationship by February. So, you know, my impression is that that means that you'll be in a committed relationship at that point, on or near February, okay? So, you know, it's not that long. So get ready. Get ready for the socializing in June and to start dating people because they're coming.
Okay. Yeah, I just was going to go online, like go eeny, meeny, miny, moe. If the next person likes me, I'm going to like them.
Well, you know what? You can do that. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with that if that's what you choose to do. But, again, make sure that it's somebody who's compatible with you. You know, we really do need to have those three things. We need to have the communication, we need to have the chemistry, and we need to have the compatibility. Because at the end of the day, you want to be with somebody that you like to do things with.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, when you get into a 20-year relationship, there are going to be times when you get out and go for a walk and you're not really talking about anything. But because you both like to go walk, you've got that compatibility thing and there's a comfort just in being with each other.
All right, so I'll find somebody who likes to take walks and stuff.
Well, no, I'm just using that as an analogy. If you like to take walks, then join a Sierra Club and go hike or do, you know, something like that. But make sure that you're doing the things that you like for you. The we get into problems when we do things because we think somebody else wants us to do that with them. Or, oh, I'm going to take a scuba diving class because they're going to be cute guys. Well, don't take a scuba diving class unless that's really what you want to do. It's about you loving your life and raising your vibration to that frequency of being in love. That's what's going to draw people to you, okay? So the more you love your life, the more love you're going to have around you, the more men are going to be attracted.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thanks, Susan.
You're so welcome. Thanks for the
call.
Have
a great night. Yeah, don't do the spray and pray. That's a bad thing. I like Rebecca's idea. Find somebody that like, anyway, no spray and pray. Hey, by the way, we've got it's been a long time since we've done a question out of the chat room. So real quick, Michelle is asking about her relationship with Gian Maria in Italy. And Gian Maria is a gentleman. So I'm G-I-A-N-M-A-R-I-A. So I may be saying that wrong, Michelle, but Rebecca, Michelle would like to know what's happening in her love life also.
Okay. All right. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for the question. Let's take a look here. You know, I get the impression that Jean Maria is just up to his eyeballs in work. Wouldn't surprise me at all if he's I almost get the impression that maybe it's a family-owned business or a restaurant or something, but he's definitely very, very busy with his work right now. And doesn't really have time to focus on anything else. There's been a little bit of a crisis. And I want to say with the work situation, but also family. So, again, I feel like this is a family-owned business. Anyway, I feel like he very much cares about you, but I feel like there's a sense from him that it has to be on hold because he doesn't have – he just can't focus on that. It's almost like what he's dealing with is an emergency type situation. So it's like, okay, I've got to put the fire out, and after I put the fire out, then I can see where everything else is and move forward. So if you're not hearing from them right now, or if he's saying, hey, there's this stuff going on and I can't reach out right now, it's because he is completely inundated with what's happening with his situation at home. So, again, I feel like he cares about you. I feel like he wants to be with you. But he has to take care of this emergency, whatever this priority thing is. So be patient. I'm hearing September, so I do feel like there will be a visit at some point. I don't know if it's going to be able to come to fruition until then, but I do see you guys getting an opportunity to see each other, and I do see that he really does care very much about you. So anyway, I hope that helps. So thanks so much, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. And our next caller is Maria, also calling about love.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Maria. I'm doing great. Okay, how can I help you tonight?
Yes, I'm calling to see if my ex is coming back sometime this year.
Okay, first name?
His first name is Lewis.
Okay. Before I get to Lewis, who's the J name?
Oh, I don't know any J name.
Okay. There's a J name, Jim or Jerry, or if it's somebody around you.
Okay.
All right, so maybe I'll come back to that. I'll come back to Jim or Jerry, whoever this person is. Okay, so Lewis, hang on just a second here. So it's interesting because, I get the impression that he maybe wants to come back, but I feel like there will be other external influences that may keep him from coming back to this relationship with you. And I feel like you guys love each other, but I also feel like the things that made this relationship difficult and made it not work are still there. So it may be that it seems that things have improved and gotten better, but the things that drove the two of you apart are still there. And I feel like I know that you know what this is. I don't want to get into too much personal information, but I feel like
I can tell you what it is.
Feeling of him having slipped away a bit is the best way I can put it. Okay.
Yes.
And so as much as he still loves you and wants to be with you, this influence is still keeping him from being with you. Okay. So I do feel like if there's going to be an opportunity for reconciliation, it's going to come more towards the middle to the end of next year into 2018. So it's he wants to make it better, but he's not able to right now.
Okay.
So when he tells you that he wants to, he is being sincere, but he's not able to. Okay. So this is the energy that's around him right now, that it'll be like this time next year into the end of next year, beginning of 2018. Now, all of that being said, this is for everybody. When I do a reading for anyone, I'm reading the energy that's around you at this time. It's also, if you're asking me about somebody else, it's the energy that's around that person at this moment as well. We have free will. You can change it. He can change it. But today, right now, that's the energy around both of you. If he wakes up tomorrow and decides to change it, he can. But that's the energy right now. Okay?
And you're absolutely right in what you have said, and you're right.
So
you're right on.
It's, there's a lot of love there. And I love that you care. So you have such a tender heart for him. And it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So, you know, if you're feeling frustrated because you can't express that love to him, what you might want to do is maybe get a journal and write him a letter every day. Or do it, the journaling for yourself, so you can express these emotions and these feelings that you're not getting to actually put into action. Okay?
Yes,
but I feel like that will at least help you continue instead of feeling stuck.
Yes, I know that. I know you're right. You're right. But what drove us apart is still there. It was another woman. And he's been living with her for the past 3 years, and he's still living with her. So there's no coming back. And sometimes I wish he would, but sometimes I don't.
Yeah, it's interesting because I will tell you that energetically it almost comes through as an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not because he doesn't love you.
Mm-hmm.
It really is not because he doesn't love you. When he says that he still loves you, he does. Okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to have to get to the next caller, but I do want to say, look for this. I don't know who Jim or Jerry is, but there's a J.
Yeah, that's
coming.
What I was going to ask you. Who is the Jim or Jerry person?
He's coming. I want to say he's going to show up within the next couple of months. He may be around you already, and you just don't know it yet, so keep your eyes open. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Lots of love. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Maria, for your call. Have a good night. We appreciate your call. We've got a bunch of other people who are still on the line. Hang tight. We're going to get to as many of you as we can in the next 12 minutes. But our next caller is Mary Ellen. And Mary Ellen, if I press the right button, we're going to bring you on the line here. Mary Ellen has a question about business. Mary Ellen, go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Mary Ellen. How can I help?
I am supposed to have, I think it's the third meeting with this gentleman in reference to some projects and another venture with him. And I was wondering when this meeting is going to take place.
I'm here. Right off the bat, I heard May.
Okay.
So it's not too long from now. And the thing about this person is that he's very meticulous. So things may take longer than he thinks they're going to take, but when they finally come through, they pretty much are exactly as he has presented them. So if you bring it to his attention, he'll get it corrected. So this is somebody who's very detailed, who's very meticulous, makes sure everything is in order. He really does dot all of his I's and cross his T's, very, very careful.
Yes, that's for sure.
So and this is good. I mean, this is a good person for you to work for because your work ethic matches that. And he knows that, and he sees that in you. There may also be an opportunity for more money. I don't know if it'll be on this project, but there may be another project coming with him where, you know, you may be able to get more money. Because when Garrett mentioned that this was about business, the very first thing that came to mind was you're getting a raise. So
I'm in an odd situation where normally how I negotiate the pricing is different, you know, it's like very straightforward, but because of the intricacy of these three things, I'm not quite sure how to go in.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know if it's going to be where I just don't know how to put together the contract, and that's what's kind of got me worried.
Okay. Well, so what I want to suggest to you is, you know, sit with it. If you pray, say a prayer about it. But also give yourself permission to ask for whatever the possibility could be here. You know, if you could make this anything that you want, what is that? And let yourself daydream about the sky is the limit. about how this works. And then, and write all of it down. And then come back to a place, because you'll figure it out. You'll find the right spot, and he'll agree to it.
Okay.
Okay? So just give yourself some time to do that. You're going to be just fine with this.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Ellen. Take good care. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mary Ellen. And our next call is coming from James, and James is calling about money. James, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I had a question from how you doing, Rebecca, about my financial where my life is going financially.
Okay, all right. So, hi, James. You know, the first thing that I want to say is that I really want you to look at your relationship with money, because the very first thing that I see is that it kind of slips through your fingers a bit, and so I want you to change your relationship with money. So remember that money is your friend. It's an energy that is here to support you, but you also have to respect. And so, you know, there's this whole philosophy about pay yourself first. So like when you get, let's say you get a paycheck, and I'm just going to use this as a rough example. Let's say it's $1,000. So this is just logical stuff. This isn't intuitive, but I'll come back to the intuitive. The logical stuff is take $100 off the top and put it in your savings account and don't touch it. Okay? Because that's for you. That's to support you and what you want in your life. You can take the other $900 and pay bills and do all that stuff with it. But that $100 goes into the savings account and it stays there. Okay? You might give yourself a goal of how much money you want in that account, but that becomes your first emergency account. Okay? And then once you've reached that goal, then you can start another savings account. Okay? But what happens is when you respect money and you put it away and you let it sit there, you're giving it an opportunity to be there for you when you need it most. When we just kind of keep letting it go and letting it go and letting it go, there's this balance between holding on to it so that you have it for when you need it and being willing to let it go. It's there, and it's a fine balance, but there's a philosophy that, you know, like if you get a bill in the mail, the universe is telling you you'll have the money to pay it. Okay? So beyond all of this is to go to that, to what I first said, and that money is your friend. Money is an energy. It's here to support you. And instead of it being something to be afraid of, and I know that that sounds very harsh and strong for me to say that there's a fear around money, but there's when you're always afraid that you're not going to have enough, then you're in fear about money. So what we have to do is we have to go back to our faith in God, because all of our money comes from God ultimately. We might have a job that we work where we get money for the work that we're doing, or you know, maybe you're doing something else and money's coming to you from that. But if our relationship ultimately is still from God, even with money. And is this making sense to you? Because I know I'm kind of jumping around a little bit here.
Yes, it's making sense.
It's about trusting. It's about trusting that it will be there for you, and it will be. But you have to respect it. Okay? So it's really important for you to get clear about what you want to use your money for. Do you want to take somebody out and wine and dine, or do you want to save money to buy something? And that may change from week to week or month to month, but it'll allow the money to support you in living your life and having joy in your life. And if you're feeling stressed about it, go back to the place that money's a gift from God. It's energy, and God is never going to let you down. Okay, I'd love to talk to you some more about this, because I feel like there's a lot we could cover, but I could do a whole show just talking about energy of money and all of that. But so that's your homework. Your homework is to try to remember that you can trust it, that it's just another energy that's a gift from God, and go back to trusting God. And, you know, just go back to that trusting God, that faith that God is taking care of you, because God is taking care of you.
Right. I know you got a lot of callers, but just one quick thing. I bought this book. It's called Money Spells. Would that work for me? It says you how to use spells to get money and rituals.
You know, again, really, at the bottom line of all of that, I personally have never done those things, but I will tell you that the intention of those is exactly the same as what I'm telling you, and you don't have to go and do spells and do all of those things. If you go back to prayer and just, you know, and prayer can be whatever you want. It can be, God, I'm feeling like I'm not trusting you about money, and I want to let it go. I want to give it to you so that you can remind me that I can trust you about money, that I have enough. You can simply do something like that, and that will create the same kind of energy as those money spells. Okay? It doesn't have to be a specific anything. It's about the intention and coming back to trusting money, knowing that money loves you, that it's your friend, that it's here to support you, and it's a gift from God. And if you focus on just those things, you're going to be fine. Okay? Really, truly, you will be fine.
Thank you. All right, thank you for your help.
You are so welcome. I wish you
thank
all
you,
the
James.
Best. Take good care, James.
All right, thanks.
So, Rebecca, we've got about 4 minutes left. Do we want to try to squeeze in one more call, or do we want to have maybe a little conversation before the show ends tonight?
You know, I mean, as much as I know normally I say, no, one more call, because I love everybody. I do want to talk about this a little bit, this energy of money, because and I love that he asked about these spells.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so this is for everybody. So, you know, those of us who are teaching this kind of information, if you will, we all have our own journey to get where we are, all of us. And that's true for every single individual on the planet. We all have our own journey. And some of us will find something that works for us, and others will find another way. But the ultimate goal or outcome will be the same. Okay, so some people will call it a spell, or some people will say, well, light a candle and set the intention in the candle. Or some people will say, write something and then bury it. Okay, so I have the things that I've learned along the way that I do that work for me that I suggest. It doesn't mean that I am giving an answer for everything. You may say, Rebecca said that, you know, it didn't resonate for me. This other thing resonated for me. I like putting the intention with the candle and lighting the candle. Or maybe I'm going to do that in addition to what Rebecca has suggested for me. So find what speaks to you. But at the bottom of all of this, of everything that I do, everything, it's to come back to a faith in God. If, you know, and I know that there may be people who are agnostic or atheists, and I do know that some people who don't believe in God per se maybe believe in the conscious field, or, you know, some scientists will talk about the morphogenic field, that there is an energy that is bigger than us that's connected, that basically is in all things that connects us. So whatever you want to call that, I prefer to call it God. But I have a very strong faith and trust that there is a divine order, and that I have free will to make the choices about what I want to do and what I don't want to do. And I'm going to learn along the way. But that I can set an intention and I can move myself in a direction that helps fulfill me as a person, fulfill my dreams and goals, and be in service for God, for the highest good. We all can do that. And wherever you are right now, if you're having a hard time, remember that there are angels around you all the time helping you. Absolutely. There is a God. There is a loving energy that is there to support you. Okay? If you're having a difficult time, reach out to somebody that you feel loves you. If you feel like, oh, I can't do that, then say a prayer. Because I will tell you that when I myself have been in that spot where I feel like, oh, I don't know what to do, I'm very teary, I'm not sure what my next step should be, and I don't necessarily feel like reaching out to anybody, lo and behold, I'm not kidding, within 5 minutes, somebody will call me. And it will be somebody that I love and trust, that I know is calling me, who loves me, and is going to be there for me. And to me, that is an answer to my prayer, and that is an absolute sign that God is around me and loving me and taking care of me. Okay?
And with that,
so,
Rebecca,
yeah, you gotta go.
I hate to do this. It is time, because the show just automatically shuts off at the 60-minute mark. So,
I know.
For everybody,
God bless
please
everybody.
Go to please go to iamrebecca.com. Click the link on the show page right there. It's going to take you to her gorgeous new website. Schedule a private appointment if we didn't get to you tonight. And you can also buy her book, The List, on Amazon. It's on the Rated G Radio Superstar Swag page on Amazon. Just click the link on the show page. You can go buy the book tonight and do your homework. Write your list, and we'll see Rebecca next month. And everybody else will see you Friday night on the Friday Night Dance Party. Thanks for being here.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.